FM。 Yep, exactly 3 minutes past 6 or 27 minutes to 7 o'clock right here on your best mix of music now up on 4 Capital FM. Good evening, how you doing? It's the Legal Insider. Remember, this happens every Thursday, 6:30 to 7:30, where as much as possible, we try not to be legalistic, but try to bring the issues and the topics at hand that matter to you and me in a very formal way. Of course, every Thursday, I'm always with my lawyer, my friend, and a brother, Wakili Mutua Mutuku. Welcome, my brother.
Asante sana. How are you, Charlie?
I'm good. I'm happy you're here. You're early. You've not been rained on. Tell us, how did you get here?
Two rivers is just a mess. I moved mountains for us to get here. This Limuru Road is another river. Uh-huh. That is how I made it here. At least I made it.
Yeah, I was actually praying. In fact, I was telling my brother Soki, who's here, that I'm hoping that you can be here early enough, because the way the clouds were looking, But nonetheless, at least you're here. And how was your day? How was your week? I'm just hearing you and Martin Karuking catching up about a certain weekend. I think it was last weekend. And you guys actually went somewhere to really enjoy that the techno dance music.
We met somewhere. It was a nice event. Uh-huh. We had a good time. Uh-huh. We danced like kids in the rain, because it was raining heavily.
Hard to believe, and you're wearing that suit and you're a lawyer.
we danced. Yeah. We sang our hearts out. Mm-hmm. We danced. It was a very good event.
Okay.
And life is about such memories,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Did you guys miss me on last week? I was not around.
Yes. Yes. We actually did. I had a very, very nice time with Madame when she came here and actually opened up about FIDA.
Yes.
And we had so many questions. People are asking so many questions about the lawyers and all that. And I like, we actually came through about what she talked about, FIDA, about when you hear someone, a divorce case is coming up, and someone says, you know what, I'm going to go to FIDA. And men just go, their legs become jelly. Yeah, just because, you know, you're like, because this is a women affair. And I like what Joe Kisile was actually here in studio. And he was like telling her, okay, when we think about FIDA, we think about women who are in their 50s and 60s who probably have divorced 5-6 times, and they are very bitter, and they're soon to get back to men. But that is actually not the case. Apparently, even a man can actually go to FIDA for a case, a divorce case or any other case. And the ladies there actually are quite trained. They actually refer you to a mutua somewhere, a man, a lawyer. That part she brought out very well, because we thought it's just a women's affair. She said, no. We have men who have employed in FIDA.
Yes.
And that was really, really amazing. It's a place, it's a very approachable place. And she gave a face to it, a human face, not but like they've transformed it for the last 20 years. And 20 years ago, it would be, oh, you have a problem with Tua, let's go to court. Nowadays, it's a question of a couple comes in and you take them to a place somewhere and you mediate, have a conversation. What is, you two talk, I'll be here, you two talk. And in so many cases, they've said that marriages have been saved, divorce cases have been rescinded, because that couple just needed to sit down, talk for 3 hours.
Just talk,
and cry. And then they come back and say, you know what, we're good.
Yes. Amazing. I'm really happy that you enjoyed you had a proper conversation.
It was good. We kept saying Mutua is somewhere swimming in the floods.
Literally, I was swimming in floods.
It was that bad for
it
you?
It was that bad.
Okay.
It was trees falling off, roads cut off.
Yes.
A lot of road in there.
Yes, in the rain. Absolutely.
But I'm so happy you had a good time.
Yes, we had a great time.
Yeah, and today we're also going to have a good time.
Yes, we will, absolutely.
Yes.
Hoping that our guest will be here on time. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag and say who it is.
They already said.
We already said. No, it was June who said. June, but your phone has been ringing, June. Okay. We already said, and our guests should be here anytime now.
Yeah.
But let's do a review, Mutua. We had two gentlemen here 2 weeks ago.
Yes,
and they talked about certain issues, that there's an election coming up.
Yes.
And they'll be vying for a seat.
LSK
for Nairobi.
Nairobi branch.
Nairobi branch, exactly.
June, are you voting?
June, are you voting?
I have to be tuned, but yes, I would like to.
You'd like to.
If Juno standing for that, I would vote 45 times.
It's actually online, you know that?
All right.
I don't have a dog in that fight. Like I was telling you.
Yeah.
So elections are tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a link. It's going to be shared. It's normally an ESPAC thing.
Uh-huh.
So they share it with all the members,
mm-hmm.
but all the members in Nairobi.
Only.
Yeah, Nairobi, because it's a Nairobi affair.
Mm-hmm.
So only Nairobi people
understand
what they're feeling and who they want as a leader.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be Fox in Nairobi,
uh-huh.
Fox in Kiambu, Thika, and Kajiado.
Oh,
just the counties that make the metropolis
of Nairobi.
Yes.
So just this section, peke yake.
Yes. So we will decide who's going to be our chair for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's both the chair and the entire council.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So from what you heard from the corridors of the legalistic whatever, what's the mood like? What's the mood like about this election, this coming election? Because it has to be like an energy somewhere flowing around about, no, this is what we need. He can do, he cannot, he can whatever. Yeah.
Lawyers just love elections. I think
we've already established that.
Love elections. we love being gladiators. So that's a mood. But also the rains have dampened the situation.
Okay.
Because there's no a lot of fanfare as we were used to.
Okay.
Because that has been taken away again by the rains.
Mm-hmm.
All the gentlemen, was it on Saturday or Friday? There's something we call final submissions, where you call your people.
Take us through what exactly happens when you talk about
final submissions.
Yes. What are final submissions?
It's legalistic.
There's lawyers here who are studying,
and
I met a couple of them who said they're doing law and they like listening to you when you bring in people. Just take them through.
No. In terms of elections, what we mean by final submissions is when the candidate calls his people.
Mm-hmm.
And tells them, look, folks, this is our last gig that you're having. It's our last event.
Mm-hmm.
So let's sit down. Let's review what has happened. Let's have a bit of nyama.
Oh.
Chom a bit of nyama.
Mm-hmm.
Water it down with some very, very good...
Tipple.
Yes. Yes. And you do the final address.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're doing the last submission just before you get into the elections. Yes.
And of course, the people who will be electing you are the very same lawyers.
Yes.
So it means there's a lot of lobbying that goes around.
Yes.
How similar is that to the normal electoral process that you have an MCA or a minister go out there, try and get people, shika bahasha hapa. I'm not seeing the cat out of the bag. But I'm sure there's a lot. Because when you talk about lobbying, talk about lobbying, Mutua, there has to be some,
When
encourage me to come to your side.
Yes.
Yeah, and monetary issues are very motivational.
When Madam President walks in,
yes,
actually she's the right person to talk about, because she's gone through the election phase.
Okay.
Even before she... before she was elected the chair, she was the vice chair. Then even before that, she was a council member. So she's gone, she's had the proper full election experience.
Correct.
So she'll be the best person to ask him about. of course, there's lobbying, there's talking to people nicely, figuring out their issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing what your edge you have over your rivals.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it's sitting down, speaking to you, the people who you want them to vote for you.
Yes.
And putting your manifesto forward to them.
Yeah.
And then going out there, you send me out there to go and talk to other people.
Yes.
About where this is the side that we have to be.
Yeah.
Okay, very quickly. We talked about off mic, Mutua, if you don't mind. We have 3 minutes before we take the first break.
Okay.
She's the second one to be elected in the Law Society of Kenya.
Yes.
The second one.
Yes, she is.
Who was the first one, by the way?
The former CS for Defense, Rachel Omamo.
Omamo, yes. Oh, come on, yes.
Mm.
Wow.
So she was the first female LSK president.
Mm-hmm.
And now Faith Moni Odhiambo is the second one.
Okay.
And for you to be elected, for lawyers, you have to convince people with brains.
Oh, yeah, correct.
Right?
Yeah.
People who talk, people are very opinionated, people who love the battle. They are gladiators in suits.
Battle hardened.
Yes.
Yeah. They've been there.
Yeah.
So in the trenches.
Yes, in the trenches. Mm-hmm. You have to convince them.
Wow.
So she's a superwoman.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Convincing 25,000 lawyers to elect you.
Yeah, that must be a feat.
It is. It's no mean feat.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's politics. It's proper politics. Bare-knuck.
Okay.
Yes.
The gloves are off.
Gloves are off.
Wow.
Yes.
Can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
All right.
She's just caught up in traffic somewhere because of the rains.
It's understandable.
Yeah, it's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What we have now, we're 15 minutes to 7 o'clock. Take a short break. We come back. If she's still not here, my lawyer, you'd give us an overview of what's happening in the world of law in Kenya. What's happening? What's the latest? What have you been reading and what do you think about? Because I've been reading that a lot. But the office called me Wakili nowadays. It's a good one, but nonetheless.
No problem.
0701-984-984. This conversation continues. Hashtag quick one, Wakili. Hashtag the legal inside. It's Charles Kiery and Wakili Mutua Mutuku.
Radioactive every weekday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. for your best mix of music right here on Capital FM. Radioactive every weekday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. for your best mix of music right here on Capital FM. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. Radioactive every weekday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. for your best mix of music right here on Capital FM.
Yeah, the Legal Insider, we're still here. Only on your best mix of music in 90.4 Capital FM. And yeah, with Mutuku, and we're talking legalese as we await the chair of the Law Society of Kenya and giving us an overview and exactly the things that we'll be talking about. Remember, we have covered so many things on this show, things that have to do with dispute resolutions. We've talked about arbitration, quite interesting, whatever. We've talked about divorce law. Some of them are quite interesting. We've talked about issues to do with bankruptcy and all that. But the lady who's coming in, and according to Wakili, she's going to be the second one after former defense CS Rachel Omamo. And he's just explained and said that it is by no means fit getting into that chair. You have to be in the trenches. Who do you talk to? How do you fund it? Where does the funding come from? Do you have the big lawyers who come in and say, no, I've known Mutuku for 20 years. I've been in the trenches with him. That's the best person for that. Or in between and all that. However, Mutua.
Yes.
Welcome, Wakili.
Asante sana.
Yeah, so what's been happening?
No. Actually,
apart,
we can just...
Okay, apart from the big thing that is happening, which is now the elections.
Yes.
Yeah. And very quickly, before we go into this quick overview, as we wait for Wakili.
Yeah.
There's something that the comparison that came last time when we had this conversation, it's about the older lawyers and the youthful lawyers. And I don't know about the ones who come from downtown, the ones you call OB.
OB.
Yeah. Yeah. But let me ask you, does this involve even the ones, the OB ones also? It's everybody's involved. Everybody's in it.
Yes. If as long as you've taken a practicing certificate,
okay,
you are qualified to go and vote.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter how many years, 1 year post post admission, 15 years, it does not matter. Everyone, and actually this is a clarion call from my end. Mm-hmm. I'm a biggest supporter in letting people choose their leaders. This story for you and me sitting down and saying, even if I vote, it doesn't matter. It matters.
Okay.
So it's a clarion call. And everyone who has a PC tomorrow, and it will take you less than 5 minutes to do it because it's going to be sent on email. Just click the link and vote whoever it is that you want to be your leader for the next 2 years.
So this thing is online?
Yes, it's online.
Hakuna mlolongo?
No, there's no mlolongo. As guys are posh.
Ah, yeah? You're bougie.
We are bougie. We're a capital.
A capital bougie.
Style. Yes.
Okay, the conversation we had with the two gentlemen last time is that one of them actually talked so much about technology. being really another issue when it comes to issues of elections or doing some jobs that are actually quite important when it comes to whether it's the Law Society of Kenya or Wakili Mutua is trying to log onto something, probably you want to put in a case and all that. Worst case scenario tomorrow, if that is going to happen. We can't log in. I can't vote for my Wakili. What happens? Where do I go? Who do I call?
Now, that's that is beyond my pay grade. we will see what happens. Okay. But of course, we've done it before. We've done a pilot.
Okay, yes.
Yes, there was a pilot that was done and guys voted a mock election.
Okay.
So we don't expect things to not work tomorrow, as long as we'll have power in the country.
You said it.
See, the problem with remember Kinamatwa calling me Otuko because everyone now is dark. So as long as power is not going to fail, which I don't think it's going to, we're going to have an easy election, and we would also want the rest of the country to also follow us, because why should we always be going from Lolongo? All the time, you know. Yeah. It would be easier to have
go online, election. Just click.
But of course, it has its own challenges because you know how technology is.
Okay.
Even now, we still have conversations about Fungua server. You
know? Oh my God, that continues even in your world.
So at least it's we are leading in terms of technology wise.
Yes.
We are doing something about it on that front.
Mm-hmm.
So also you guys follow us and see how we can make this a better country.
Absolutely, we definitely have to.
Also,
do that. Yes, please.
As before, Madame comes. They did a presser.
Oh yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
Urging our CS, mm-hmm. our able CS, not able anymore.
Okay.
our CS, May Thika Lunturi to resign.
Yeah, that's a big thing that's happening now.
So the war was started by LSK.
Yes,
The LSK, they had a council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, if they do not resign and be accountable, we are going to surcharge him. We are going to send him to court, surcharge him. And funny thing.
Yes.
Linturi is a lawyer.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was actually, we were in the same year.
You and him?
Yes, in university.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. It's a coincidence.
So what's going to happen there?
I don't know if he's an advocate yet.
Yeah.
But I know I used to see him a lot in campus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. At that time, he was in the evening class. If I'm not wrong. Yeah. Okay. So we've seen MPs have voted, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear it. The motion has sailed through.
It has sailed through.
Yeah, so we just wait to see now the political alignment and the mechanization that the government comes up with. But the war was started by LSK.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So
Madame has been championing the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of our calls when she was vying for elections.
Mm-hmm.
She said one of the things that she wants to be known for is the rule of law, for championing the rule of law. Just being the person who defends the public, right? Being what's the name of the Busia senator? Yes, that guy, the public defender.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what
I used to do theater with him back in the day. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing his face. It will come.
Yes. So
Omtata.
Okia Omtata.
Okia Omtata.
Wait, Okia.
Okia.
You did. Theatre with Okia?
Yes. Really way back when I was starting. Used to be come to the National Theatre.
How old are you, Charlie?
I started early. You taught me well.
I'm just wondering, how are you?
No, that's way back. You know, after school, you go hang around the National Theatre,
mm-hmm.
Waiting for plays, and he used to pass there. Very funny guy.
Yeah.
Very sharp also.
Yeah.
Crazy jokes. But the next thing I'm seeing him with the papers fighting for the rights of people. Like, wow, this is amazing.
Then,
I know him.
Then we notice a different trend as well.
Mm-hmm.
All heads of who hold all important pieces in the judiciary are female.
Wewe.
I can count. The LSK chair is a female. The chief justice.
Uh-huh.
The deputy chief justice.
Uh-huh.
The registrar of the judiciary.
Okay.
All of them.
So you guys are true to your words. This two-thirds thing really actually does
ours
work.
Ours is more than two-thirds.
It's more than two-thirds, yeah. It's over. Mm. Wow.
And also, I've also noticed that trend with the people are being churned out from universities and the Kenya School of Law.
Yeah,
it's more than that gender balance has shifted properly.
Wow.
Yeah, and amazing. It's what you do when you have a liberal society. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, so it's actually a proper shift. Yeah, it does work.
Yeah. So government can also borrow that from that. Yeah, I'm giving government so many secrets today. Yeah.
That's the whole idea. Actually.
No, they need to pay me.
That's the whole idea about this show. I mean, we discuss issues and matters legally. But let me ask you a very quick question here.
Yes.
Mutua. Okay, fine. Madam Chairman is coming through. And of course, she had her people. Or if you, Mutua, you're coming through, so you have your people.
Yeah.
You've got Charles Kiari there. You've got Soki, Martin Kariuki, June. And you tell us, you guys, you are my guys now. Now, if I win, I'm going to prank you in this position. Do you have that? I will give you that position. Because it's a whole team that's leaving, isn't it?
But you see...
Because someone is coming in with a new team. Your people...
What happens is...
Or there are certain sections which are sensitive. You leave them as they are. Let them just go through their tenure.
No, I wish you were his. I wish she was here to answer that. Yeah, but
okay. No, thank you.
But what happens is you vote an entire council in.
Oh.
Yes. Kay. So you vote the chair, you vote the vice chair, you vote a council member representing Nairobi, a council member of 25 years senior. So all these are voted for. So that story getting my guys to get in doesn't cut. But she's the best person to. Of course, the other positions that are not political, for example, the chief executive officer.
Okay.
Actually, even the CEO for LSK, she's female.
Yes, she is. Wow.
Yeah. So maybe there are those positions, maybe you'll say finance, but I would not be the best person to talk about that at all.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I understand now. So the voting is in Nairobi. You said Kajiado.
Yes, Nairobi, Kajiado, Kiambu, just the larger Kiambu,
yes.
Thika.
Yeah.
What makes a metropolis except Machakos?
Machakos?
Machakos, no. It's just the counties that border Nairobi.
I thought Machakos, but well, Machakos is on the
other side. Distance. Yeah. There's like a distance. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the people in Kajiado, the people in Kiambu will be voting for the two gentlemen who are here.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to them. I hope we'll be following this story tomorrow.
We'll follow up. By 6, we'll have known who's won.
Okay.
Who's not won. Mm-hmm. And also we have friends also who are vying for the seats as well, but at lower levels.
How do you mean? Explain that. At lower levels.
Friends. There's council member.
Okay, apart from the two big, the big chair,
yes.
The council members.
There's vice chair, there's council members there. Yeah.
So it's a big thing.
It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
You need to come to one of those final submissions so that you see what happens. You get first-hand experience.
I'd like that. But that's happening tomorrow. Or the news should be coming maybe by latest Monday.
No. The news...
immediately.
By 6:30, a time like this, we will have our elections.
Yeah.
I will have known who has won.
I'll be here.
Nifianani mekulwa. We will know everything.
That would be good. Well, I'll be here with the boys. So we'll follow it up.
Mm.
Just an overview. About what's happening in our courts. And I was having a conversation with somebody the other day in light of what happened to God rest his soul in eternal peace. I know it's a military affair, but families seeking compensation through the court system. How does that go about in a situation like that? Okay, I know the military actually does that, but the pure sense of it, how do you go about something like that?
And I cannot talk about compensation, but maybe
from your view, just your view as wakili.
Of course, insurance has to get involved because there was a military plane that fell down, so that aspect has to come through. But then, what we saw from that situation is how you should die. I mean, oh. No. Let me correct. Let me correct.
That's okay, Wakil.
Let me correct. Yeah. What needs to happen mm-hmm. is you see how you lived. Mm-hmm. That's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. The gentleman left a proper will and how his body was going to be intact.
That is what I wanted you to say.
He did it properly. Perfectly.
Yeah.
And that is a lesson for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's listening to this show. Mm-hmm. They need to make things right. Live, die how you live. Wow. Put your affairs in order.
Yeah.
Yes. Always have a will.
Whoa.
Yes. Okay. If not a trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite agree with that. And thank you so, so much, Wakili. Yeah, we're still here. Remember, this conversation continues. 0701-984-984. Hashtag quick one Wakili. Hashtag the legal insider. Okay, don't forget something good will be happening on the 25th of May. And of course, if you keep it right here on 98.4 Capital FM, we'll be telling you more about it. But we're loving R&B. And we have great people who are coming through. Yes. And of course, we'll be talking more about that one tomorrow. Jam with the boys. As we wait for the LSK chair to come through, keep writing to us 0701-984-94. Hashtag the legal insider. Hashtag quick one Wakili. Davis for that one. 4 minutes past 7 right here on your best mix of music, 19.4 Capital FM. How are you doing? It's a legal insider. Of course, with me is a brother, a friend, Wakili Mutua, who's here. He's not been taken away by River Kathunzweni. And come at the time, come at the moment, the chair is here, but that conversation still continues. 0701-984-94. Hashtag legal insider. Hashtag quick one. Wakili Mutua.
Madam, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Karibu sana.
Asante.
Naona mvua imekutia dana number on you.
I'm telling you, would have been swept away.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. No. But karibu sana legal insider.
Asante. Mm.
How have you been settling into the office?
There's quite a lot to be done. Not only in the front with regards to the legal profession, but as well as our role under Section 4, just in terms of the challenges that keep coming up, that we have to continue raising our voice with regards to the rule of law in this country. Yeah.
So I remember the reason why, let me tell you first of all the reason why I voted for you. There's that video. You remember that video?
Okay, here it comes.
But anyway, story for another day.
Which video?
There's that video that shown us she can do it. Uh-huh. But the previous LSK regime, people used to say didn't have a spine. The other one was something else. So what do you want your tenure to be?
My tenure is I want to focus on results. Well, you know, you can say that in the previous tenure there was no spine, but I think we spoke when we had to speak, and we were able to make waves. And I think maybe the previous leadership or the leader at the top was more diplomatic, and he had a way, and it was beneficial for the society, particularly at that particular time, because we were coming out from a previous leadership that had been a bit more abrasive. And so as a society, we needed to heal and bring everyone back together. So I think that style of leadership met the bill. My kind of leadership is I will be abrasive when I need to be, but I'll also listen and sit at the table. I think the challenges that we face as a law society, and even looking at the future of where we're going, and I now even get more even complaints, not only at the side of the advocates, but even the side of the students. So when we're looking at even the future, we have to strike a balance. There's a time where you have to be strong and a bit abrasive, but you must also learn when to sit at the table, when to listen to everyone's views, when to be a bit more diplomatic, to see how you can sort the challenges that people are having. But the PSP agenda, we have made promises on things that we want to see, and so I'd want to see.
What is PSP?
So that
guys who are not legal can understand.
The PSP agenda, which I can say is now the agenda, because it was the agenda that members voted in, is protect the rule of law, stability of the buy, and progress in our practice, in our welfare, and also in the profession. And so the reality is the challenges that are there in the legal profession are quite vast. You see, the doctors are on the streets. And someone was telling me that, you know, as much as the doctors on the streets, and you made comments on the same, is a challenge that we're also having in the legal profession, just ensuring that standards that of how payments are being made are made in a fair manner, equitable, looking at the challenges in the society. Lawyers give their time as well, pro bono services, but for services that, you know, you're billing, you're putting billable hours, you must pay them equally as well. So as a profession, there are those challenges. There's challenges on welfare. How do you ensure we take care of our own? So as much as we are there for members of the public, we also need to take care of at home. Where is home? The Law Society of Kenya. And so there's a reality, and people still want a bar that will be stable and progressive. We do not want to see wrangles that are dividing us. Want to see a leadership that will continue to put people together, that we foster and fight as one law society, but at the same time focus on things to improve our practice, monitoring the kind of laws that are coming out, monitoring the bills that we're seeing that are going to affect not only the legal profession but members of the public as a whole. And so I would say that we have our work cut out for us. So that was PSP, protect the rule of law, stability of the bar, and progress.
Wow.
Charlie, you've had English.
I'm loving it. Can continue. I'm really loving it.
So recently,
yeah,
you issued a presser, of course, when it came to matters to do with the CS for agriculture.
Yeah.
Did you issue for other CSs like the health one? And are you guys planning maybe the health CS?
Well, they are currently at the table trying to negotiate. What we had raised, we'd issued a statement, was against the statements made by the IG, and also there's a matter currently in court with regards to him trying to step in and just limit their right to expression. And we're just reminding him on his ambits under the law and what is his role. The IG should be neutral. He should remember he should not take any partisan position. His role is to protect the people of Kenya, and that is a role that he must respect the ambits of the same. With regards to us stepping in, we'll be monitoring the situation to see how far they're going, because there's been attempts. And if you look at the challenge of what's happening in the health sector, also the Council of Governors is involved because they are part and parcel, and they also need to sit at the table. Currently, the Clinical Officers Association as well is also agitating their concerns, because in actual sense, the Council of Governors, as per their arguments, are allegedly in contempt of court, because they ought to be working on a working formula to go back to work. And so if you look at the multifaceted challenges, because it's not just the national government, it's also the counties. And so there needs to be more of that sit down for the counties to ensure that there's a working formula. What we've just continued to raise concern is that governors should avoid these hard stances, that at the end of the day, when two bulls are fighting, it's members of the public that are hurting. And I think what they ought to be focusing to remind them of why they need to get out of their high horses is there needs to be an evaluation of what's happening in public hospitals. In terms of right now, even that we are facing floods, how many people could have been injured that would be running to hospitals, and there are no doctors to offer those services? And if you even see clinical officers are striking, you see, that's a question that needs to raise your concern, that in terms of what are we doing to ensure that members of public are getting proper treatment. Now, with regards to the CS Mihika Linturi, the concerns that we had, that we had raised, even in a show that I attended, and we raised that, you know, you need to do a thorough investigation and give members of the public a proper response. What actions are you taking? What are you doing to ensure that you investigate this alleged corruption? Who are the people involved? The money's lost, the farmers that have lost after paying for their hard-earned funds, they have used this fake fertilizer. How is it going to affect even their yield? And that has been ignored, and we saw scores of him just fighting with the media and showing bravado until the LSK also gave in a strong voice, giving him a demand. And now we have seen purported actions against certain officers. We hope to see a chain of all those who have been involved, because I don't believe it's only those few that have been involved in such a wide-scale scandal. We have seen Parliament also putting their voice behind the scene. And this committee that will be set, I've since seen their variety of comments with regards to what will happen. Some feel that it's just a mosho moja. That he's going to be dipped into the water and he'll come out clean. And he'll be found non-culpable. And the weight of this scandal will be heaped on certain sacrificial lambs. But the message that should come clearly, and I hope also the parliamentarians who agitated to have this event set up, is that we need to start holding our members in executive accountable as well. We've seen government coming out to say that the judiciary is corrupt, but they don't talk about the scam that is within them. This is a scandal that we've seen, and we've seen farmers crying in terms of they have made losses. You have invested and bought fertilizer, which is not cheap. Then someone gives you fake fertilizer. And so if you are a country that we predominantly agricultural, what kind of, you know, impact is the government looking and the seriousness in fighting corruption? So this is a test as well to the head of state with regards to his seriousness in the fight against corruption. Will we be seeing a cleansing that will be happening, and they'll come back and tell us, oh, we investigated, there's nothing, we'll set him free, let only the others go through, and we see them going to court, and eventually all that fizzles out. And we hear that whichever parties have been charged, there was no adequate evidence. Well, no one is telling the story of where this money has gone to. That is still the cruise. We still want to ensure that the farmers who have lost their monies, that they are compensated. They must compensate these farmers. Monies that were stolen need to come back. We need to see some sort of seriousness in dealing with it. So even if they have to do a mosho moja for the CS, we need to see that money that has purportedly disappeared come back.
Wow. Amazing, strong words. Faith, thank you so much for that. And of course, congratulations from Capital FM, being the second lady LSK president. Good stuff. Good stuff. We'll be talking about more about that one. Listen, Faith Adhiambo is here, the president of the Law Society of Kenya. What questions would you like to ask her? Because she's gone deep. Even my lawyer, Mutuku, has gone quiet. But your question, 0701984984, hashtag quick one, Wakili, hashtag the legal insider. All right now, folks, mark your calendars for a sensational event this Saturday. We ask you to join us for the grand opening of Peekaboo store at the Hub Karen Mall. From trendy clothes to adorable toys, Peekaboo has all for moms, babies, and kids. Let's celebrate motherhood in style as we gear up for Mother's Day weekend at the Peekaboo and make memories that will last a lifetime. Don't miss out. Be part of the fun and festivities at Peekaboo's grand opening at the Hub Karen. Tune into the boys. Yes, for all the fun. Short break. We're back in a moment.
Capital FM.
All right, we're back 17 minutes past 7 o'clock right here on your best picture of music, 9.4 Capital FM. It's The Legal Insider. Happens every Thursday, 6.30 to 7.30. Of course, with my lawyer, my friend, my brother, Mutua Mutuku. But of course, every Thursday in studio, we'll have a visit. Today, we have the ultimate, the president of LSK, Faith Adhiambo. Welcome to Capital FM. Congratulations again, are in order. And before you came, we had 30 minutes with Mutua, and he kept asking me, no, don't ask me those questions. I think you should ask me those questions. I mean, being the second lady to hold the chair in the Law Society of Kenya, what lessons did you learn from the first one? That's Rachel Omamo, yes. I mean, you were in the trenches. What did you exactly go through? I'd like you to inspire someone right now who probably wants to go into that position. Maybe soon, but one day after you. Then we can go back now into the politics aspect. But who is Faith?
Faith is a teacher, a mother, an advocate, a friend, a daughter, a sister. I would say that stemming from the roles that I've served before maybe has brought me to where I am today. Mm. I'm someone who is a service person. I serve in church. I serve.
Which almost get you?
I was in the youth movement, mm-hmm. which was, you know, if you're a youth, especially youth organizations mm. from in Africa, you're more of pro bono work, clearly. And so there's always that impetus on what can you do, what can you change, how can you make your voice be heard here and there. And so that's sort of the person that built me up. When I joined the Law Society, I joined the Young Lawyers Committee. I'm just trying to find my place in the society, learning from those who came before you, attending a few mentorships here and there, watching the seniors who had come before you, you know, getting inspired as you listen to them in either in a matter or even as you attend the different general meetings of the society, just picking up. What are they saying? What are they agitating for? What are they pushing for? So I'd really say that a lot of the other women, I wasn't there when Rachel Omamo, the first female president, became president, but I've watched other women after her that have inspired me. They didn't make it to president, but they were close. I would say Faith Waigo was a vice president, Renee Omondi, who was a vice president, Harry Chigai, who is now a CS, amongst others. So I watched a lot of them, how they grew, mentoring, working with the young lawyers, offering their services in different areas of the society. And so I would say that even as I joined the young Lawyers Committee and later on the CPD Committee, I was never really interested in vying for any political position at the Law Society.
Wow,
really.
That is unusual.
I was just doing it because I wanted to find where I would have fun first at the Young Lawyers Committee, where you'd hang out with people. Uh-huh. There's always a plot. There's always an event. So that's the ethos. I think what really sparked me, in fact, was one council member who had asked, I thought I qualified for a position and had applied for it. And I asked him, what are the requirements to be able to get that position? He said, all you need is to show you have this criteria and it's a fair process, you will get it. And so I applied. Only for me later on to see communication in a gazettement that he's gotten the position himself. And so I was actually quite pissed off. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to vie for that position.
Wow.
And it started out as a joke, saying we are vying with my friends. And yes, we made that decision. And so we vied and we won. And so I would say that he negatively inspired me.
wow, that's a good story, by the way. Wow.
But through getting in now, I wanted to see things different. And that's when we even made changes that now opportunities would be open to others, not that you vie for a position to become a council member to get those positions. So it actually changed in that particular tenure because I felt like, you know, things need to be a bit fairer to open opportunities for others. So that if you say that...
So when you say open opportunities for others, is it sort of like some of these positions could be cliquish?
No, then we felt so...
I just want Mutua to be here. I know Faith is okay. Like, it's like Faith me, like a true Mutua.
No, you see, then we felt so.
Okay, yes, that's what
I was saying. That it was more of cliquish. And you'd either have to meet a certain criteria, but okay. Most sadly was that then those who are in power would get those positions themselves,
exactly.
Not yes. Those who are applying for those positions yeah. Weren't in power. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to change that. What also our members, of course, you have to keep enhancing and ensuring mm-hmm. More transparency so that members are satisfied. And now we have branches to ensure that there's better regional balance. So I would say that things always, you have to keep working to ensure things get better as the different councils come along. But my journey in terms of LSK, I would say that those women who came before me inspired me, because seeing them sitting in those positions, and you'd find some of them are quite strong enough to actually hold the position or helm of president. But one thing or another would land them not able to, they wouldn't either vie for position of president, or some would vie but still not get it. But I say that even when I was Nairobi representative, I really didn't think I would become president one day.
Wow.
So even, you know, sometimes you have dreams that scare you. Mm-hmm. So even when I made that decision to vie, I was still asking myself, are you ready? You know, you've sat as the position of the vice president. You know the challenges, you know the weight on the shoulder. Having worked closely with my predecessor, you understand the challenges he's gone through. You understand the sacrifices you have to make. And so I kept asking myself, am I ready? Am I ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think after the grueling debates that we went through going around the country, the confidence just
builds
grows
up.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
I call that the hand of God.
Yeah.
Even Moses saw the burning bush and he wondered what was going on. When he was told, he was like, why me? God's word, yes, ma'am, they were killing.
Just before you came, we were just making observations with Charlie.
Yeah.
And you're saying, is LSK becoming more female? Because not even LSK, the legal profession.
Yeah.
Because you look at, the CEO is female, you are female, the Chief Justice is a female, the deputy CJ is female, the registrar is female. Those are the questions that we're having.
It's a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing, but I would say that if I want to be sure that the future is female, I would look at where are the top law firms, who are the partners in these law firms, how many law firms are female led. You know, the reality is when you look at those demographics, then you realize, as much as we've been able to break certain glass ceilings, there's still a lot of bridging that needs to be done to raise the bar and ensure we support. There are a lot of young mothers who are joining the legal profession, and the challenge they have is how do you balance between motherhood, running a practice, growing yourself professionally as well to compete with your male compatriots so that you get to the partner level, or even setting up your legal firm. And also being able to bring money. And the reality of some of the challenges we have, not that I'm saying that men are not sexually harassed, but there's also the question of sexual harassment.
Okay.
And so I would say that a challenge, we did a study last year of women in law, and there were certain issues that were raised and concerns on why women in law are not growing. Women in practice, women in judiciary, women in academia. You still see in law, look at the VCs in most universities, the chancellors, most are male. If you look at even the top tier, those in top level, even in academia, are still mostly men who are in those administrative levels. The judiciary, I would say, is one of the stellar. LSK, I think, by virtue of me being president, maybe has tilted the scale again, that we are a bit more women than men, though the previous council, there were more men than women.
Mm.
And so the reality is there's still a lot of work to be done to ensure that we raise a lot of women in the bar to ensure they get to that level. Because even in the campaign, you had to be quite sensitive on the messaging that you're using, because you couldn't use the messaging of your female. That couldn't cut it. We were three women in the race. And so you can't use, there was no advantage, really. And as much as the reality is there are more men in practice than them women in practice. And I ask myself, even as a law lecturer, when you look at the number of students you get, they look like they're more women. Then you get to Kenya School of Law, they're more women. You admit, they're more women. But in between practice, the women are thinning out. So the mm-hmm. question is, where are these women going to? Where are all those women who you thought you'd meet in practice in the corridors of justice as well moving to? So it's the question of how do we ensure that we balance and ensure that the legal landscape is a bit equitable to ensure that we see more of our women not disappearing through the cracks, but being able to survive despite whatever challenges they may be to grow in the legal profession.
Has this happened before, or is it something that has been going on for a while now?
Well,
I mean, you start with so many women, and then when you start practicing, they sort of walk into the sunset and disappear.
Well,
or is that changing now?
It's as improving. Faith,
you're changing that.
I'll
keeping tabs with people. Where are you?
Faith can try and change that.
Yes,
because it's more of a policy issue, and how do you change practice to be more friendly? I would say COVID helped a bit because we moved into online courts. Having virtual courts really helps because you can work at the safety of your house. So that one, and now we are more embracing to having virtual meetings. Life has changed entirely. It's more technologically empowered. So I can carry my baby on my lap and join a meeting. Or I can be in the safety of my house. My house girl has disappeared. You can join court as long as you dress appropriately, create a proper ambience. You join court from the safety of your house and you're able to handle all your matters. And so with such changes, it's enabled more people who'd feel a bit constrained because you had to always appear in court, formally dressed, irrespective of whatever challenges you have to balance all that. But I think that has really helped. Technology and embracing more of it can be able to sort of raise a balance for those who are trying to navigate in legal practice.
So how do you balance? You lecture, right?
Yes, though now I'm on a break.
Oh, you're on a break.
Yeah.
But how do you balance all those things?
So
practice.
Yeah.
And law firm.
Law firm.
So.
LSK.
Fertilizer
family,
issues.
Family. fertilizer issues.
Yeah. And all of that. How?
Yeah, how do you?
Oh, gosh. How do we balance? Now, lecturing is, I say it's a bit demanding, so now I put a bit of break on it because, you know, students, if you don't submit their marks or you don't attend class, you'll be in big problems. But in terms of balancing with practice, I have partners at the law firm, so it's managed to, I was prepared and I mentally prepared them. They know, even being as vice president, though I wasn't as totally away, but they sort of understood the heaviness of the office. And when I decided to buy, that was a decision we agreed as partners in the firm. And so I have their full support. And surprisingly, most of the clients are quite supportive. In fact, they're just happy to know that on paper, the president of the law society is their lawyer. Whether or not you appear for all their matters or whether or not you're there in every meeting. But I still try to set up some time that I know LSK, the heavy weeks I have to focus on LSK, and other time take time to agree with my clients when we can either meet. I mostly do a lot of corporate work, commercial work. So it's easier to a bit balance and negotiate with your clients so that you agree when you're meeting or reviewing whatever, they need your physical presence. And so that's how I try and balance. The others, I think it's God, because you still have your family and extra life to live. I think a challenge I have now is managing friendships, because you still have to have friends after the 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it's just hoping your friends will understand that you're not around, not because you don't want to be, it's because of exigencies of duty.
Wow, thank you so much for all that. I mean, it's so wonderful, so beautiful. Faith Adhiambo, President, Law Society of Kenya. We've only had half an hour, but that half an hour has been interesting. I wish we had another half an hour, but I see my producers telling me time
is up.
Yeah,
I have seen him.
You've seen him.
Yeah.
But wow, so good, so good. Hopefully, I had actually saying yesterday that the only people who have the power to stop the rains his friends from Western Kenya. So next time when Faith Adhiambo is coming, we'll get
well,
one
we'll
of
talk
them.
To we'll Mzee,
yes,
Mzee, Ongelesha Watuwako Uko.
Faith can come through.
Yeah.
Faith, thank you so much for coming through to Capital FM, a Legal
thank
Insider.
Thank you for having me.
And this is not the last time, eh?
Yeah.
We'll need you like another 120 times.
No problem.
We can talk about those fertilizer issues, all these things that are happening. I've got a whole file here, by the way. So many things I've learned from advocates Nick Ndeda, Mutua. I'm now in the office, I'm called Wakili. The Wakili is here. Wait, I'm just a radio presenter. But Faith, thank you so much for coming through. And again, congratulations and all the best in your wonderful work now and into that wonderful future that God has set out for you. Your story is amazing. You just woke up and said, maybe I should try. It was God talking to you, telling you, get in there, and this is where you are right now. Well done and congratulations. Mutua, thank you so much again. Every Thursday with you here. And don't forget, this conversation continues every Thursday, 6:30 to 7:30 on the Legal Insider. So 0701984984, hashtag quick one, Wakili.
You don't want Prezo to give a last word to the supporters.
Yes.
They're listening, they're watching.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Please do so. That one.
Maybe last word is God has set us on this path. And so we are praying that you will guide us through. I say still waters don't make the best swimmers. And so we pray that you may guide this ship. The LSK belongs not only to the legal profession, but to the members of the public. Work with us. We will work with you. And we pray for your support as well. God bless you all.
Ta-dum.
I can't say anything. This is Capital.
Capital FM.